Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. Morning. A gentle snow falls on a city with skyscrapers. Title, Coyote Creek Christmas. Janelle Parrish. Ryan Peavy. A wreath hangs over the entrance of the Civic Hotel. Azriel Dowman, Linda Menard, Cameron Bancroft. A young woman carrying a coffee cup smiles in the lobby. She approaches two uniformed employees at the concierge desk.
Good morning. Anyone else here yet?
It's 7 a.m. I thought the Christmas luncheon didn't start until lunch.
Well, the early bird gets the fresh coffee.
They each take a coffee.
Can we help you with anything?
Oh, no, it's okay, I got it.
They smile as the young woman walks off. In a large ballroom, the young woman examines the place settings at a round table. A woman approaches.
Good morning.
The other woman sips a coffee.
Cold coffee, my favorite. Do you also have lumpy biscuits or some very stale crisps?
You will take the caffeine and you will like it. Are you going home for Christmas?
So my mum can badger me about settling down whilst my cousins play dodgeball with mince pies. No thanks. I'm headed for Barbados. Mm. What about you?
Back to Coyote Creek. My parents run the local inn, and every year they host a big event the day before Christmas Eve. Last year it was the Festival of Lights, and the year before that it was a Christie Christmas. Agatha Christie. A murder mystery party.
Sounds like the type of thing that'd look killer in your portfolio. You're gonna submit for the senior planner promotion, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess I should. That's the logical next step, right?
Right. But you don't exactly seem thrilled about it.
I am.
She looks dubious.
I am.
Another woman approaches.
Are we prepared? Tell me we are, and if we're not, tell me we are anyway.
Hi, Andrea. Yes, of course we are.
Good work, ladies.
Oh, Andrea?
Yes, what?
Since it's a luncheon for the Historical Society, I thought we could do a Christmas through the ages kind of thing. So I went to the library, and I dug up these antique Christmas cards. I had them enlarged and printed on these vinyl placemats for the table.
Fine.
Andrea walks off. The other two women exchange glances.
She really doesn't need to pile on the praise like that. It's embarrassing.
A man holding hands with a small boy enter the Civic Hotel lobby. They pause to glance at the Christmas trees.
What are you doing here again?
We have to get Uncle Jack a Christmas present before we go into the office.
Isn't that what malls are for?
Yeah, but we're going to get him a hotel room with a king-size bed and a coffee machine and Mediterranean omelets on demand for a staycation. The grown-ups love them.
Well, I don't get it. There are way too many places out there to see. Like the Grand Canyon. I'm so excited for a trip.
Me too.
I'm gonna shout into the abyss and count how many seconds it takes for my voice to get back to me.
The abyss?
It's my word of the day.
The boy holds up his phone app. In the ballroom, the luncheon has begun. The young woman walks around, smiling as she watches the guest seating. In another building, a sign in the lobby reads Merry Christmas Bailey Brothers Development Company. The man and the young boy stand with a man in a suit.
That's a little bit last minute.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. It's a hotel stay.
Sweet. Bluetooth, noise-canceling headphones.
Nice. Thanks.
You didn't think I'd forget about my favorite nephew, did you?
I'm your only nephew.
True.
No way. A new camera? I really wanted one of these. Thank you, Uncle Jack.
No problem. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So, when are you two heading off to Arizona?
Play by ear.
Think you could add a stop along the way?
What kind of stop?
Uncle Jack gestures with his eyes.
You sit tight for a minute while I go talk with Uncle Jack in his office?
Okay.
See you later, kiddo.
Bye.
In Jack's office, Jack hands the man a portfolio with a picture of a large rustic house.
Stop in the Rockies?
I got a call today from Myers National Property Group. They're looking to invest in us, but they want to see us diversify our assets. This is our ticket. Mom and Pop Outfit, they've had great success in the past, but for some reason they're thinking of selling. Now, if we can get our hands on this, Myers National is going to come on with extra funding for future developments.
You want me to scope it out?
Yeah, quick eval.
Do we really need this? To be honest, I'm still suffering a little jet lag from the last quick eval in Alaska. And Maine before that. Just kind of looking forward to taking a break and spending some real time with Noah.
This would be for NOAA. With the investment from Mars National, you could pare back on field work. Look, if we don't land this investment, we're just gonna have to make up for it with more acquisitions, more traveling, which means even less time with NOAA.
All right. Let me check with him, okay?
Sure.
In the lobby, NOAA takes a photo with his new camera. Four people in party attire pose for him. The man taps NOAA on the shoulder.
Curveball.
I'm listening.
Detour.
Where?
Mountains.
How long?
A week.
5 days.
5 days.
Grand Canyon?
After.
Promise.
Deal.
They nod.
Wanna go pocket some peppermint macaroons for later?
Sure.
In a high rise, the young woman stands in her smartly furnished apartment. She answers her phone. Elsewhere, a woman stands in a rustic dining area.
Hey, Mom, what's up?
How did the luncheon go? Did Andrea like the placemats?
Yeah, it went well. So anyway, Christmas is less than 2 weeks away, and you still haven't told me the theme for the party.
The suspense is killing me.
Actually, that's what we wanted to talk to you about. We were thinking of scaling back this year.
Scaling back?
Your dad and I...
Well, you know, we've been road tripping a lot lately. Telluride, Durango, and did we tell you about Wyoming? Geysers, hot springs, and gallons of choke cherry jam.
Mom.
Right. Well, we sort of fell behind on Christmas.
Fell behind? This isn't like spring cleaning or paying the cable bills or a summer reading list. This is Christmas we're talking about here.
And Christmas will still be Christmas, just a little understated this year.
No, understated is not in the family vocabulary.
Okay, us Parkers, we are all or nothing. Emphasis on the all.
Okay, how about you let me take the reins on this one? I've been wanting to spruce up my work portfolio for a while now, and this could be a great opportunity for me to show that I can do something on my own for once.
For once? Is there something wrong at work?
No, work is great. Don't change the
subject.
To go all out or to go all out, that is the question.
Let's talk about it when you get here, okay?
Fine.
And by the way,
I hope you're ready to drink your weight in eggnog. Your father's been experimenting with homebrews.
Pumpkin pie is the best flavor by far.
I like the gingerbread
batch.
Sounds delicious. I can't wait. Love you.
Bye.
Her parents glance at each other. A car drives down a mountain road, passing trees on both sides, covered in snow. The car passes a sign, "Welcome to Coyote Creek." A town shop has t-shirts, dolls, and books decorated with marmots. A book called The Marmoteer sits in a shop window. The car approaches a large wooden house, the same one from the portfolio picture. The young woman's parents step out onto the porch, smiling as the car parks. The young woman gets out.
The Parkers? Back together again in the same zip code? It's a miracle! Oh, let me get your bags.
I am so happy to be here. I'm so glad you're here.
Mom holds the door as the others step inside.
Where is our tree?
She notices an empty corner.
Dad? Quinn! I missed you!
We video chatted yesterday.
I still missed you.
Julie.
Welcome home, Paige. I hear you're trying to talk your parents out of this ridiculous notion of scaling back Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Hiya, Paige. Good to have you back. Where are we on the whole knocking some Christmas sense into your parents thing?
We are getting there.
Paige glances at her parents, then grins at the maid and chef. In a Jeep, NOAA takes a photo in the back seat. His dad drives.
This is so cool!
Yeah, you can see almost the whole world from up here, right?
Actually, not the whole world, but as far as the eye can see, which is still pretty far.
I would have thought I'd be raising the next Andy Warhol.
I'm more of an Ansel Adams. He does landscapes.
The man smiles and nods. The Jeep passes the Welcome to Coyote Creek sign. Paige and Quinn stroll in the village carrying coffee.
They'll come around, right?
Let's just put it this way. When everyone else is bulk buying hot chocolate and holiday cards, your parents are buying hiking boots and taking notes off the Travel Channel.
Yeah.
I think they just want to put their energy into a different direction for a change.
No, and I get that. I do. That's why I said I would do all the work. You know, last year I convinced Jimmy Fleet to come out of retirement for a Christmas concert in Denver.
The Hall of Famer?
Yeah, and do you know how hard it is to get an ex-rock star to sing Jingle Bells? So if I can do that, I can do anything.
Hey, Paige, Quinn.
Hey, Mia, did you just have a gig?
Yeah, it was awesome. Although, somebody put a cheese Danish in my tip jar. I think they took the whole starving artist thing literally.
Paige smiles, glancing at Quinn, who stiffens.
Well, I better get going. My mom has a holiday itinerary, and if I am late for Christmas cocktail hour, I'll never hear the end of it.
Mistletoe martinis wait for no one.
Exactly. Well, see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
Mia walks off.
Okay, I know you're doing the whole plate full thing, but that was just straight up cold. You didn't say one word to her.
Oh, yeah, like I woke up this morning and was like, you know, it'd be great. Running into Mia, forgetting every word in the English language.
You know, in fact, that was so much fun. Let's do it again tomorrow. Quinn, Mia's been coming to the inn since the dawn of time. And do you know who she raves about in her Yelp review every year? You. I mean, it's physically painful to watch two smart people be so dumb.
Well, I mean, between the inn and volunteering at the library and plowing my way through the last year of grad school, I don't really have time for dating anyway.
Yeah, but it's such a romantic time of year, isn't it? Cozying up by a fire with some hot cocoa, mistletoe.
Are you kidding? When was the last time you welcomed even an ounce of romance into your life?
Right now, when I fell in love with my coffee all over again.
Paige sips, smiling. The Jeep approaches the parking lot of the Parker's large house. Dad is on the phone as Mom stands beside.
We'll send that up right away. The Andersons would like more shampoo. Mrs. Alvarez has requested an 8 a.m. wake-up call, and Mr. Tanaka was wondering if we could extend breakfast until 11 tomorrow.
Not a problem.
Great.
Noah and his dad enter.
Hi there.
Hi. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm Dylan Bailey. Bailey Brothers Development Company. This is my son, Noah. Are you Rick and Linda Parker?
That's us.
Excellent. I believe you spoke with my brother, Jack.
Well, yes, but we weren't expecting you until next month. The email said January 17th.
I'm sorry, Jack told me it was this month. Do you want me to come back?
No, you've already made the drive, huh?
I'll be in and out before Christmas, I promise.
Great, let's just get you checked in, Mr. Bailey.
Just call me Dylan.
Dylan, our daughter just came up from the city, and she doesn't know we're planning on selling, because we were going to wait until after Christmas, but since you're here now, I was wondering if you wouldn't mind doing your evaluations maybe under the radar, you know, just until we can find a moment to tell her?
Sure.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Hey, Noah. Come on, bud.
So, what's first on the agenda?
A structural
swashbuckling.
Let me guess, word of the day?
Yes, sir.
What exactly does swashbuckling entail?
I don't know exactly, but I do know we'll need fuel.
Sounds like you could use some famous Coyote Creek hot cocoa.
Point the way and let the swashbuckling begin.
Mrs. Parker gestures them to the dining area, then turns to Mr. Parker, their eyes wide. Paige and Quinn return.
Brace yourselves. Okay, so I know it's way late in the game, and I know you have other things you're focusing on. I totally get it, but I really think that we need this Christmas party.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Really? Because, I mean, I had a whole speech prepared. I didn't even get to the chronological breakdown of every Parker Christmas since the 90s.
Well, I hope you weren't going to mention 99 when you...
Moving on.
Right. So, what's the theme?
Paige stands in a lounge area. The others sit, watching.
All right. Now, before we begin, Julie, George...
The maid and chef peek their head in.
It'll be easier for you two to listen and hear.
Are you implying that we're eavesdropping? Because we most certainly...
Were. All right. Now, who has an idea for the theme?
How about Valentine's Day? Because at this rate, that's when we'll be ready.
Hey, you are not helping. Anyone else?
How about the cast of Christmas, where each guest dresses up as their favorite Christmas character?
Yeah, but do we really want an overconfident risk taker showing up as Krampus? Actually, I would love that.
Christmas Karaoke,
also known as how many times can you hear your favorite Christmas song before you hate it?
Hey, what did I say to you about not helping?
Fine. Christmas Pajama Party.
Ooh.
Linda just got me a new deep V flannel set that I've been itching to wear. You guys don't mind a little bit of chest air, do you?
Dad.
Ooh la la.
Yeah.
Mom?
A couple passes, wearing heavy parkas carrying snowshoes.
No.
That's it. We're gonna host a How to Learn Swedish seminar?
Icelandic, but no. Mom, Dad, every year people come here from all over, right?
Mm-hmm.
So many customs and cultures right under our noses, and we don't celebrate any of it. So what about Christmas Eve around the world? A giant feast that combines recipes and traditions from all over.
They all smile.
I love it.
You had me a giant feast.
We're in.
Why not?
That's the spirit. Great. Okay. Now, speaking of tradition, I'm off to find myself a marmot.
Check the gazebo.
Paige taps her nose and walks off. The Parkers recline on the couch together.
Well, are you ready for this? The last Christmas at Coyote Creek?
Shh. We don't have to think about that right now.
They glance around the lounge. At a gazebo, Paige crouches, feeling around the floor. Dylan and Noah enter nearby.
Look at all these presents.
Dylan notices Paige.
Lose something?
No.
So what are you doing?
I'm looking for Charlotte.
Ugh. She finds a statue.
A giant squirrel.
No, not a squirrel. You must not be from around here. Everyone knows Charlotte the Marmot.
Why is she dressed up?
It's Christmas tradition. Our town mascot is the Marmot. I know, it's a pretty silly thing for a town called Coyote Creek, huh? But every December we take turns hiding her all around town, and every time you find her, you have to add another piece of Christmas clothing and then hide her somewhere new.
That sounds like fun!
Maybe if you stick around long enough, you'll find her yourself.
We're only in town for a few days on business. I thought it might be a nice holiday getaway from the city.
Oh, you're from Denver? I live there, too. I come home every year for Christmas. My parents run the local inn, and I grew up there.
The Coyote Creek Inn?
Yeah, that's the one.
We're staying there.
So you must be one of the Parkers.
Yeah, I'm Paige.
Their daughter?
Yeah, they run the inn. Didn't we just do this?
Yeah, sorry. I'm Dylan, and this is my son, Noah.
Well, it's nice to meet you both. I guess I'll see you around then.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
At the inn, Paige addresses her parents, Quinn, Julie, and George. She holds a large folder.
Okay, so first things first, and I can't believe I even have to say this, but we need a Christmas tree for the lobby, so I will head down to Pete's Pines this morning. Next comes the menu, the decorations, the music. For this part, we should probably do some research on Christmas traditions around the world. Lastly, flyers, Evite, social media, the whole shebang. Get the word out to as many people as possible.
Nobody reacts.
Wow. Okay.
Good morning, Paige.
Well, good morning, Noah.
What are you up to today?
Actually, I was just on my way to get a Christmas tree, but not just any Christmas tree, the perfect Christmas tree.
What makes the perfect Christmas tree?
7.5 feet tall, 50 inches in base diameter, 1-inch needles, extra full, freshly cut.
Oh, wow.
I know.
And here I thought you were going to set unrealistic standards.
Can we come?
Oh, well...
I don't think we have time, but...
Please, please.
Dylan glances at Paige, who nods.
Okay.
Noah smiles happily. Elsewhere, at Pete's Pines' fresh-cut Christmas trees, a throng of people browse among the trees. Noah dashes ahead of Dylan and Paige to explore. Paige and Dylan approach a tree. Paige takes out a measuring tape. She glances at Dylan, who stares.
I know what you're thinking.
Do you?
Yeah, your expression wasn't exactly subtle. You're thinking that I'm too rigid, or critical, or high maintenance, or whatever other word gets slapped into women who believe in setting high standards and making plans to achieve them.
I was thinking that this just seems like a lot of trouble for just a Christmas tree.
Oh. Well, no. There's no just when it comes to Christmas. Every little thing, every ornament, every cinnamon stick, every bouquet and wreath, every cranberry-scented candle contributes to the magic. It all matters.
Agree to disagree. Strongly disagree.
Do you lack social graces entirely, or just when it comes to strangers?
Oh, entirely. Noah's the only one that can stand me.
Just you two?
Yeah. Yeah, his mom's not around.
Hey, Paige, what about this one?
Let's see.
Paige and Dylan approach. Paige takes out the measuring tape, making faces as she measures. She glances at Noah.
It's not the perfect tree?
Noah frowns. Paige glances back at the tree.
You know what? I forgot to tell you the most important thing about picking out a Christmas tree.
What?
You want the ornament to hang straight, right? Sheared trees or long needles set the ornament at an angle. And no one wants a blown glass keepsake ornament sliding off and shattering into a million pieces. Believe me, I have been there. So let's see.
Paige hangs an ornament on the branch, and it stays in place.
See? It is perfect.
Yeah.
Noah smiles. Later, Paige stands with Quinn at the tree in the parlor of the inn. Dylan and Noah approach.
Well, thanks for letting us tag along today.
Sure.
Noah stares wistfully at the tree.
Hey, Noah, you wouldn't be interested in helping us decorate the tree, would you?
I definitely would. I mean, yeah. If you want, I could do that.
That okay?
I actually have some work to do, so if you don't mind.
No, not at all.
Dylan walks off. Noah wanders over to the tree. Quinn approaches Paige.
He's kind of handsome, don't you think? I mean, he's not my type, but... Is he? I hadn't noticed. Let's get decorating!
I definitely like that one. And that one in the box is pretty good, too.
Now, Paige hangs an ornament.
I had glitter stuck in my eyebrows for weeks.
Yikes.
I know. Do you have a favorite Christmas ornament back home?
Actually, we don't normally have a Christmas tree.
Oh.
We're usually traveling. Lake Tahoe, Mount Rushmore, San Diego. I've been to 23 states.
Wow, that's impressive. Does your dad travel a lot for work?
Sometimes, but a lot of the time we're just doing it for fun.
Huh. Christmas in hotels and hammocks, huh?
Well, sort of. We're men of simple tastes. Just give us the open road and gas stations with good snacks.
Good snacks are essential.
Mm-hmm. Later, the tree is fully decorated. The Parkers stand nearby.
Ready?
Ready.
Mr. Parker flips a switch and the tree lights illuminate.
Whoa.
You can say that again.
Whoa.
Paige chuckles. Dylan stands outside on the patio taking notes. Mr. Parker approaches.
You know what they say? All work and no play makes Jack a lifeless cog in the capitalist machine.
Thank you. Well, it does sound familiar. All this land yours?
Yep. Nearly 30 acres.
Seems like you could do a lot with that much land.
Helen and I had a few plans for additions, but this place is hard enough to keep up as it is. We didn't want to bite off more than we could chew.
Well, I'm just about done out here. You mind pulling the finances together for me to take a look at? Mortgage details, rental income, gross yield.
Sure. Now, what do you say we rejoin the others?
Oh. Truthfully, I've never really been any good at that sort of thing.
More of a Halloween guy, huh?
I just never really liked anything that was too... well, that.
Well, unfortunately, we got a lot of that up here. You'd be surprised the effect this place has on people.
Thankfully, I think I'll be long gone by the time you can get me. I'll see you there.
Mr. Parker returns inside. Inside, Paige models fabric around her neck for Noah.
Okay, what do you think? A boa or suspenders?
Suspenders.
Yeah.
Dylan enters, watching.
These things come in handy if you need a last-minute costume for a Christmas party.
Yeah. Dad, look. Isn't it totally awesome?
Yeah, totally.
Paige was just telling me about all the cool Christmas things they do around here. A Christmas card-a-thon, homemade cookies and eggnog, and a huge Christmas party.
Christmas Eve party.
Ah, sounds pretty great.
Maybe we can stay a little longer in Coyote Creek than we planned.
Yeah, maybe.
Dylan smiles, glancing at Paige. Paige wanders through the stacks of books at the local library. She selects a book from a shelf called A Global History of Christmas Dishes. She removes the book and sees Dylan on the other side of the shelf.
Oh, it's you.
It is me.
Why is it you? I mean, what are you doing here?
Same as you.
You're looking for information on long-standing global Christmas traditions and unique cultural culinary delights?
Yeah. Crazy, right?
They walk to the end of the shelf. Paige glances around the aisle Dylan stood in.
Where's Noah?
Oh, I lost him to the photography section. Those are for the Christmas party?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Christmas around the world kind of thing. A big feast meant to celebrate all the different Christmas traditions. But honestly, it's a little overwhelming. I don't even know how to choose between some of these. Do I go with Italy's octopus salad or pierogi from Poland?
Well, what about Pfeffernusse cookies?
Pfeffer the what now?
Pfeffernusse. They're German. They're made with spices and molasses and covered in confectioner sugar. Mm. Noah and I spent Christmas in Munich 3 years ago, and let me tell you, I must have eaten 20 of those in under an hour. And by 20, I mean 30.
Yeah, well, they do sound delicious. Maybe I'll stop by the bakery.
Whoa, there, cookie thief.
Excuse me?
Well, you don't get to steal my cookie idea and then also not take me.
Fine. We'll both go to the bakery then.
Fine.
We're going to the bakery? Dibs on the biggest cookie!
The three of them walk down a village sidewalk, passing a trinket store selling marmot gear.
All right. I gotta know. What's with the marmots?
The town of Coyote Creek began in the winter of 1858 with just a single log cabin built by Hank Odell. There's actually a really great stone monument and a pavilion dedicated to him. And every year, the town hosts a Santa's workshop at the pavilion every Christmas. Anyway, when Hank was setting up his first Christmas tree, he realized he didn't have any lights or decorations. Over the course of the next few days, all of these random objects started appearing on his front porch. Flower petals, twigs, pine cones, you name it. And it was these marmots who were bringing him, like, tokens of gratitude because he'd unknowingly scared away all the coyotes who'd never seen a human before. But on Christmas Eve, he received the biggest surprise of all, a 12-ounce gold nugget on his porch that the marmots found by burrowing into the riverbed.
Wow.
I know. It sort of became tradition for the townspeople to leave small gifts at Christmas time on the porches of their neighbors. I mean, most of us aren't carrying around 12-ounce gold nuggets, but you get the idea.
A bakery with a sign. Sarah's Sweets, the sweetest place around.
Here we are.
Ah! Merry Christmas, Paige.
Merry Christmas.
Do you want the usual?
Actually, yes, I do, but that's not why I'm here.
Oh. Peppermint fudge.
Thank you, and we'll take two more for these gentlemen whose lives have yet to be forever changed by your edible excellence.
Here you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hmm?
They all bite into their piece of fudge.
Well?
Hmm.
losers.
Delectable?
Man, you are killing it with these word of the days.
I know, right?
I know.
Yeah.
So what's up, hon?
Well, this year I'm taking the reins on the inn's Christmas party, and I thought maybe you could help me with some of the desserts. The menu is going to consist of dishes from all over the world, and Dylan here recommended Pfeffernusse
cookies.
Yes, of course. German, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Great choice. The key ingredient is anise seeds or extract to get that licorice flavor.
And black pepper. It's that hint of a spice that's what makes it distinct.
A man who knows his seasoning. Anyway, you know I'd love to help out, hon, but I'm pretty backed up on holiday orders. Christmas pageants, office parties, 36 hours to make nearly 300 Christmas cookies.
Well, what if I were to help you with the orders? I'm no pastry chef, but I am a decorating dynamo.
I don't know.
I can help too. Can I?
They look at Sarah expectantly.
Well.
Sarah ponders.
All right then. Operation Christmas Cookies enlists another soldier. Come back tomorrow, 8 a.m.
Deal!
Enjoy.
Back at the inn, Paige, Dylan, and Noah enter the front door. Noah turns to Paige.
See you tomorrow morning, Paige.
See you tomorrow.
Noah walks off.
You got a good one.
Yeah, I did. Not sure what I did to deserve him.
Are you always this hard on yourself?
Yeah. One of my defining characteristics, actually. That and being really, really charming.
Oh, don't forget your incredible modesty.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Really?
Well, yeah. I didn't think I was going to let Noah have all the fun, did you?
Well, I just didn't peg you as someone who wants to bake 300 Christmas cookies on a tight deadline and at the risk of early onset arthritis.
Well, that's not why I'll show up.
Hey, Dad, are you coming or what? We're almost at the Annie Leibovitz chapter of this podcast, and I don't really want to keep explaining to you what you missed.
Okay.
Paige waves at Dylan as he walks off. Paige grins. Later, in the inn's kitchen, George sniffs a pot of liquid on the stove. He turns to Paige.
Cinnamon sugar? Butter? Fresh dough? You're cheating on me! With sour sweets!
George, you have to forgive me. The fudge. So, I have a culinary mission for you, should you choose to accept.
Let's hear it.
Okay. I've compiled a list of popular Christmas dishes from around the world for the feast. We have Puerto Rican roast pig, French guinea fowl roasted and stuffed with chestnuts, Venezuelan halakas, Danish boiled potatoes, and Sarah's going to try to help with some of the desserts. German cookies, Slovakian honey cake, pavlova, Filipino babinka, and I have to stop because my mouth is literally watering.
Okay, well, that sounds great.
But,
just hear me out on this. It just feels like if the goal is to celebrate the many Christmas traditions of our guests, you might want to talk to our guests.
Oh. Thank you.
There you go. Okay, I'm going to go back to work.
Paige walks off. George sniffs the liquid again. Dylan on the phone in his room. Noah sleeps.
The property's in good shape, and they're sitting on a lot of land, but their finances are a bit confusing.
Confusing how?
Profits have been increasing year after year. Why sell if business is booming?
That is odd. But the why doesn't matter to us. They are selling, and that's that.
And we're word for Myers National?
Yeah, about that. Before they come on board with an investment, they want to see plans for a redesign.
The inn? Why?
We need to show them what we can do on the development side, not just on the acquisition side. Show what sets us apart from the other firms.
So go ahead and drop the blueprints for the future. The future...
Bailey Brothers Luxury Resort and Ski Lodge.
So when you said redesign, you really meant bulldozing it to the ground and rebuilding it entirely.
I'm sure the Parkers would love that.
Dylan hangs up. A A child places reindeer antlers on the marmot statue. Later, another child finds it. A Salvation Army Santa rings a bell. At the inn, Mia sits on the fireplace strumming her guitar. Quinn grins as she glances over at her from the reception desk.
Sorry.
What did you say?
Nothing. It's just...
I just didn't hear you.
You sound great.
Thanks.
They gaze at each other awkwardly. Quinn sheepishly makes a note in the guest book. Inside, the bakery, Noah rolls dough. Dylan sprinkles candy on top of a Christmas cookie.
Am I doing this right? I don't think I'm doing this right.
Christmas cookies, not cubism. Just be creative, but don't draw like a treasure map or write Morse code.
Okay, no Morse code, got it. What about Italian?
Dove la paninoteca?
Did you just ask me where the sandwich shop is?
You speak Italian?
Sì, ho imparato un poco.
I learned a little when my company hosted a dinner for Denver University's foreign exchange students.
Their hands brushed together.
Sorry. I didn't know you had a company.
Oh, no, not my company, just the company I work for. I'm an event planner.
Oh, sounds exciting. Mm. Is it like masquerade balls and galas or luncheons for tech moguls and antique dealers?
Oh, a little bit of everything, but honestly, it's not as exciting as all that. It's mostly painting by numbers, coloring inside the lines, paying attention to detail, which I'm good at.
I see that.
Thanks.
Noah smiles, looking at them.
Come on, go crazy. It's therapeutic.
Okay, fine.
Paige squeezes icing gently.
Not like you mean it.
She squeezes harder. Sarah chuckles. She sprinkles candy on top.
And for the record, I like it better that way.
Later, Sarah closes her bakery van.
Whew! That was record time. I'll get started on that list of desserts just as soon as I get done with these deliveries.
Thank you so much, Sarah. I appreciate it.
I know. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Sarah waves as she approaches the driver's seat.
Do you think there's a bakery at the Grand Canyon? Not like in the canyon, but near it.
Probably. There must be something near the hotel. Why?
Sarah was telling me about all the different types of Christmas cookies. Drop cookies, blossom cookies, rolled cookies, pressed cookies, bar cookies, and snowballs. I want to try them all.
It sounds like a man on a mission.
Noah nods. Later, they all stroll on the sidewalk. Noah bites a cookie.
So, Grand Canyon, huh?
Yeah, it's a national park with geologic strata from the Proterozoic and Paleozoic eras. Should check it out sometime.
I know what it is. What I don't know is why you seem to want to spend Christmas anywhere but home. Noah told me about the whole Jack Kerouac on the road thing.
What is home anyways?
A place where you feel safe and loved that welcomes you back no matter how long you've been gone.
Okay. What does home have to be somewhere? Can it be someone? For me, home is simple.
It's not a bad thing, you know.
What?
Having actual emotions. Okay, so I know two things about you. You are not great at cookie decorating, and you don't like to talk about anything serious, which I had to infer from your brooding silence.
I'm not brooding. Maintaining an air of mystery. People like mysteries, don't they? All right, fine. I really hate olives. Now you know three things.
Come on, seriously.
Oh, seriously, I really hate them.
Later, they enter the inn together.
Bye, Paige.
Bye.
Quinn watches.
See ya.
Yeah.
Dylan walks off as Paige removes her gloves. Quinn stares.
What?
Oh, nothing. I was just wondering if all the guests get a private tour guide or just the handsome single dance. We were helping Sarah with a huge Christmas order so she could help me with the feast. A strictly selfish motive on my part. Mm-hmm. Okay, can I please see the guest book? I want to talk to some of the guests about their Christmas traditions. Mm. Thank you.
Later, Paige chats with a couple at a table.
The Christmas holidays last from December 12th through January 6th. We have nightly posadas, celebrations that take place in different family homes. We always have lots of food, games, and piñatas that we fill with fruits and candy.
And fireworks, lots of fireworks.
That sounds amazing.
Another couple.
Either af fjöllunum jólin og étur krakkar sem ekki fá ný föt fyrir jólin.
The Christmas cat is a huge beast that comes down the mountainside at Christmas and eats all the children that do not get new clothes for Christmas.
Oh. Já, og okkur líkar líka við smákökur.
We also like shortbread cookies.
Another couple.
Che bello, mi fai ricordare Italia. In Italy, it's tradition to play the bagpipes at Christmas.
Oh.
Another couple.
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken?
The most popular Christmas meal in Japan.
We love the party buckets.
Paige closes her notebook and smiles. Later, Paige approaches Gwen with the guest book.
Hey,
anything good?
Yeah, I think so. Although, I'm not sure why a carnivorous cat with a taste for human flesh gets people in the Christmas spirit, but, you know.
Well, I mean, the Christmas spirit works in mysterious ways.
That it does. Oh, by the way, do you have any ideas for Christmas music for the party? I mean, I'm down for a good bagpipe ballad, but I'm not sure that should be our only source of music.
Actually, I've heard Mia play around the inn. She's really good. Maybe we should ask her to perform.
Hmm, that sounds like a great idea. I'll let you get right on that.
You want me to ask her?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm gonna head up. I gotta polish my portfolio, catalog my client testimonials, review my references, and reorganize the budget and design templates.
Wow, and I thought indexing all the poetry works in the Elizabethan and Victorian eras was tedious.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow at the Christmas card-a-thon.
All right. Good night.
Mr. and Mrs. Parker flip through a photo album in the kitchen.
This is the year that we accidentally double-booked Mrs. Thompson and Mr. Clark in the same room.
10 years of marriage later, I'd say it worked out well for them.
I love being a chapter in someone else's story, even a short one. I'm gonna miss that.
We're still gonna be a part of people's stories. We're just moving into a new genre. The adventure genre. What do you say to Christmas in Paris next year?
Creme brulee on the Seine, lights along the gondolas, carolers singing Noel Blanc in the city square. Sold.
They kiss tenderly. Dylan walks by, tapping a table.
Do you have a minute? I was asleep.
Sure.
So, I've been going over the numbers you gave me. I gotta say, I don't understand.
Don't understand what?
Well, your profits are increasing, and judging from the pattern, they're likely to continue to increase. Usually when we get the word on a place like this, it's because the business is struggling, but this place is a huge success. So, why give it up?
Well, it's less about giving it up. It's more about letting it go.
Moving on doesn't have to be a bad thing.
We might be old, but we're not that old. We've still got a lot of years left in us. Years that we want to spend sipping on Mai Tais in the Maldives. Is that so wrong?
No. No, it's not.
We've run this place for many years. Rick's mother ran it before us, and his grandmother ran it before her. It's just time for someone else to have a turn.
Paige didn't want to take it over?
Well, of course, part of us hope for that, but she's got her own life in Denver separate from all of this. She's happy with her own career.
Is she?
What does that mean?
Well, I got the impression that...
Dylan looks away.
I just think you need to tell her the truth, because I can't. I just think that she deserves to know.
You're right.
I agree. We'll tell her tomorrow.
Dylan sighs. Mia performs at a microphone at the fireplace beneath a banner that reads Coyote Creek Christmas Cardathon. Tis the season to be jolly. Guests in the parlor mingle. Mr. and Mrs. Parker glance at each other as they decorate homemade Christmas cards. They turn to Paige across the table.
Paige?
Yeah?
There's something we wanted to talk to you about.
What's up?
It's about the end. Your mom and I...
Wait. I think I know what you're gonna say. And as much as I'd want you to, I know that it's unreasonable to think you guys would run this place forever. And I know that traveling is something you've wanted to do for a while now, and it makes me happy to see you guys seizing life in that way. Yeah. Carpe diem and all that jazz. Anyway, I've been thinking about it a lot. About what this place means to me, what it means to everyone. There's so much potential here, and I would hate to see it go to waste. But I would also hate to see you guys continue on with something just because you felt like you had to.
Okay.
And I felt more fulfilled planning this party in Coyote Creek over the past week than I have in my company in Denver over the past year. So, basically, my answer is, I'll consider it. I will consider taking over the inn. That's what you guys wanted to talk to me about, right?
Not exactly.
Hiya, Paige.
Paige turns to Noah, smiling. Dylan grins at her. Then they walk off.
We'll talk about this later, okay?
Paige gets up and follows them. Her parents gape at each other. Paige, Dylan, and Noah chat at the kitchen bar.
So, this is the Christmas Cardathon.
The one and only. We have a huge list of names and army bases of overseas soldiers who'd really love a good Christmas card. So am I going to be able to wrangle you in for some card signing?
Duh, I have excellent penmanship.
Later, Noah takes a photo of Quinn holding her homemade card. Dylan sits with Paige alone at a table.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I just don't know what to write.
Well, Merry Christmas is usually a good place to start.
So how did all this get started, anyways?
Well, both Quinn's parents are in the military, and they missed a few Christmases when she was growing up. So this place, my family, became like a second home to her. But she never missed a year writing them for Christmas.
Where are they now?
Belgium. Bet they'll be here in the new year.
It's gotta be tough. Christmas is supposed to be something you spend with the people you love. I think it's great, though, that this one small practice grew into this huge tradition.
Yeah. Yeah, a few of the guests had loved ones overseas and kind of snowballed into the event that it is today.
It's really cool to see everybody working together for the common good. At least that's what someone with actual emotions would say.
When I said that, I didn't mean it like that.
It's okay. I haven't exactly been transparent about everything. It's hard for me to...
open up?
Yeah.
Why is that?
See, to explain to you why it would be hard for me to open up would actually require me to open up. Catch 22. Noah's mom left when he was 4. I guess she just realized one day she wasn't ready to be a mom.
I'm so sorry. I can't even imagine what that must have been like for Noah.
What about me? Probably not.
Or for you.
It's okay. But that's why I try to make our life one big adventure, especially around the holidays.
Yeah.
I figure if we have enough good memories someplace new, then the old ones won't...
hurt as much?
Yeah.
Paige nods. Quinn and Noah turn, showing off the card. Quinn grins.
Long time since I've seen him this happy. We're excited.
Dylan watches Noah as he smiles. He turns to Paige.
Paige, there's something I want to tell you.
What's that?
Noah approaches.
Hey, Paige, look at all these photos I took.
Wow, that's amazing, Noah.
These look like they should be in a Christmas catalog.
I don't know. My work's more editorial. Leanne?
Boss?
Who else would I be talking to?
Paige and Dylan shift their chairs closer together. On Dylan's phone, an incoming call from Jack.
Sorry.
He puts the phone away and leans close to Paige as Noah aims the camera. Paige and Dylan smile at each other. Later, Paige and Quinn clean up one of the tables.
So we definitely need to start rearranging in here. I want to decorate each of the main rooms after a different country's Christmas.
Mia closes her guitar case.
Quinn, do you think you're okay to close up without me?
Oh, sure. Stick around for the fun. Dip out on the cleanup duty. Let's see how...
Quinn turns and sees Mia looking at her.
Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah. Good night, Paige.
Paige walks off.
Hey. So, there's something I wanted to ask you. Yeah. I was wondering if you would want to perform at the inn's Christmas party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure, I'd love to.
Okay, great.
Great.
Me and Quinn nod at each other, staring awkwardly.
Well, good night. Night.
Quinn smiles, pointing finger guns at Mia as she walks off, then shakes her head angrily. In their bedroom, Dylan leafs through the portfolio packet. Noah arranges photos, sitting on the bed. He sees a watercolor rendering of a prospective inn. He crosses it out with his pen and closes the portfolio.
Hey, kiddo. I'm just gonna step out for a minute, okay? But I'll be right back.
Okay.
Elsewhere, Paige picks up the reception phone.
Hello, Coyote Creek Inn?
Hi, is Mr. and Mrs. Parker there?
No, sorry, they've actually turned in for the night.
What about Dylan? Dylan Bailey?
Been trying to reach him, but he hasn't returned my calls.
Oh, may I ask who's calling?
I'm his brother, Jack Bailey.
Oh, hi. Well, actually, I think he also turned in for the night, but can I take a message?
Yeah, sure. Can you tell him I'm forwarding some final estimates on the inn ahead of the sale?
Hello?
I'll tell him.
Thank you.
Paige hangs up, frowning. Dylan approaches behind her. She turns to him with questioning eyes. Night. Dylan and Paige stare at each other in the lobby.
My parents are selling the inn.
Yeah.
To you?
Yeah.
How could you have not told me? How could they not have told me?
Well, they wanted to tell you. They did. The right moment just never came up, and I didn't think it was my place.
You didn't think it was your place to tell me the truth? No, you were just hoping that they would do it for you, and then your part would be overlooked.
When your parents first contacted my firm, it was just another property, another sale, another client. How was I supposed to know that I would get here and...
He looks around.
I just didn't think that I would get to know you the way that I have, and the more time we spent together, the harder it was to tell you.
Okay, but how can you not see that now all that time we spent together feels like a lie?
Look, I never meant to hurt you, Paige. No, I'm sorry.
Paige nods. Dylan walks off. Paige looks around the lobby, her eyes wet with tears. Daytime at the inn. Paige sits alone on a leather couch in the parlor, brooding. Quinn enters.
Morning. Paige? Hey, sorry. Good morning. Oh, how'd it go? Miss Mia. She said she'd play the party. That's it? Yeah, that's it. Chickened out.
I'm just mad at myself, that's all.
I'm sorry it didn't go the way you wanted it to. But you'll get another chance.
You think?
Yeah, I do. Just don't fumble it a second time.
I won't. What's wrong?
My parents are selling me in.
Wait, what?
To Dylan.
Wait, what?
Yeah. You didn't know anything about this, right?
I honestly didn't. Business has been so good. They haven't said anything to me.
They didn't say anything to anyone.
I'm sorry, Paige. I don't even know what to say.
Me neither.
Paige's parents sent her, smiling.
Thanks for the walk. If you needed that.
That was nice.
Yeah.
I'll give you guys some space.
Quinn walks out. Paige's parents look at each other.
So I got a call last night from Dylan's brother. Yeah, I know about the sale. Paige, why didn't you guys just tell me?
We tried to.
Not hard enough.
Yesterday at the Cardathon when you brought up taking over this place.
You've never said anything about that before. We had no idea it was something you were considering.
We thought you were happy. In Denver, I mean, we didn't know.
You still should have told me. And I think you guys let me go on and on planning this Christmas party as if it's just another Christmas, but it's not. It's the last Christmas here.
That's why we waited to tell you. We didn't want to ruin it for you.
But I'm an adult. And I can handle the truth. I need you guys to trust me with the truth.
We just wanted to protect you.
We're so sorry. It's time to see what someone else can do with this place.
Yeah. But that someone could have been me.
Paige turns away.
Would you be taking over the inn because you really wanted to? Or because it's what you thought you should do?
I don't know. But now I won't even get a chance to find out.
Her parents glance at each other.
I'm gonna go into town. I can't even think about this right now. And the party is in 3 days, and I still have to transform this place into a culturally inspired Christmas haven.
Paige starts to walk off.
Paige.
Paige turns.
Try to take it easy on Dylan, if you can.
Why should I?
Paige leaves. Her parents sigh. In the village, Paige pastes a poster on a store window. Christmas around the world. Dylan approaches as Paige lifts two large bags.
You're gonna walk, can't
I? No, no.
Paige,
okay.
Come on.
I said I got it. Where's Noah?
Back at the inn, brainstorming new eggnog flavors with Rick. Look, I wanted to find you and tell you how sorry I am.
I don't want your apology, and I don't need some speech or some explanation that just makes you feel better about what you've done.
Okay. There's more.
Okay, what?
Dylan fidgets.
My firm. My brother and I. There's going to be a redesign at the inn. And I'm telling you all this now because I wanted to be upfront, okay? We have an investor that's interested in us, but they're mainly focused on larger commercial projects. And Jack and I, we owe them new blueprints.
Do my parents know?
Yeah. I told them right before I went looking for you.
Paige nods and turns away.
So that's it?
Yeah. We have nothing else to talk about. I'm glad it's been a successful business trip.
Dylan watches as Paige walks off. Paige enters the inn. A large crowd of people gather in the lobby.
Hey, what is all this?
I told Julie about the sale.
And I told George.
And I told Sarah.
And Sarah must have told
everyone.
Paige and Quinn smile at each other.
Hey, take a look at this.
An online post from Sarah's Suites.
Christmas is just days away. You'd think people would have their own massively overcrowded family gatherings to attend to.
Yeah, but I guess this is a family too, right? The Coyote Creek family?
Dylan enters the lobby. Paige glances at him, then turns away.
Okay, everyone huddle in.
Right this way.
Okay.
Dylan steps forward.
What do you think you're doing?
Helping.
No, not a chance. I think you've done quite enough.
Not even going to give me a chance to try to make it up to you.
Are we really going to do this here?
I don't think we're in a position to be turning away extra help.
Paige shakes her head.
Okay, fine. All right, first rule here, keep the client happy. We need to do something to keep people's minds off this check-in circus, provide some type of distraction. Second rule, think outside the box. We have a lot of people here and not a lot of space, so we need to find some other type of accommodations.
Well, how are we going to do that?
No idea.
Well, aren't you sitting on like 30 acres?
Yeah.
I'm not sure people will take to the idea of sleeping outside. This isn't Man vs. Wild.
Who said anything about outside? Just leave the accommodations to me.
You really expect us to trust you?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, it seems we have no choice, so Dylan will do whatever he's gonna do, and the rest of us should focus on keeping people happy in the meantime. Dad, you wanted taste testers for your eggnog? Well, you got them. Quinn, see if Mia can do an early sound check. Okay, everyone good?
Yeah.
Okay. Break.
Paige and the others walk off. Quinn steps up to the reception desk and begins to check people in. Later, outside, Quinn grins as she sheepishly approaches Mia at a microphone.
Thanks for doing this on such short notice. If anyone can lull an angry mob into a spellbound silence, it's probably you. Like Pan's Pipe or Liar Permies or Sirens.
Didn't the last one end in shipwreck and disaster?
Yep. Speaking of disaster, about last night.
What about it?
So listen, I might just be reading things wrong, and if I am, I can just pretend that this never happened. God, the heck, it's Christmas, I'm just gonna say it. I like you. I've always liked you. Finally.
They smile at each other. Later, Mia plays guitar as the guests sit outside. Paige wanders past as Dylan and Noah approach. Dylan talks on his cell.
Great.
He hangs up.
It'll be here in an hour.
What will be?
He shrugs.
I don't like not being a part of the plan.
I know.
What are we gonna do for a full hour?
Well, I think there's a cool place to take some more photos just around the bend.
Cool.
Later, they stand near an outdoor shell with a Santa and elves. Nearby is a sign commemorating Hank Godell and the story of the town.
Wow.
Wow.
Told ya.
Noah aims his camera at the Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Thank you.
He places the photo in his coat pocket. Dylan turns to Paige.
Paige, I'm really sorry. It wasn't fair of me to hide that from you. I was just trying to do right by your parents. I was trying to remind myself that it was just business, but it's not. This place is so much more than that, and I see that now. You helped me see that. This makes you think, you know, if it wasn't like this.
Like what?
If I was just a normal guest and you were just you? Have this got in the way?
He holds her hand.
No way! I found Charlotte the Hermit!
Noah smiles, holding the statue.
And I don't have anything to put on her.
Oh, here. You can use my scarf.
Come here, Charlotte. There. Now you're officially a part of our tradition.
This is the best Christmas ever!
Noah smiles wide. Dylan glances up at Paige longingly. Evening. Paige, Dylan, and Noah enter the back porch of the inn.
Here we are. Right on time.
A truck labeled Wander Tents approaches and parks in the driveway. Paige's parents appear, smiling.
What is this?
Glamping.
It's like camping, but with a little more...
pizzazz?
What does that mean?
Something with style and glamour, a little extra oomph.
Then, yeah, Dad called it the pizzazz.
I'm a loyal customer of a lot of rental companies. Perks of the rambling man lifestyle.
Thank you.
Yeah. I owed you one.
Paige's parents hug. Nighttime. Tents are set up in the back of the inn, strung with lights. Inside, Paige and Dylan hang decorations on the mantle.
So what's with all the cobwebs?
It's Ukrainian folklore. There was once an old widow who lived with her children in this tiny shack, and they had no gifts or decorations. And on Christmas morning, they woke up to find their Christmas tree completely covered in cobwebs. But when sunlight entered the shack, all the cobwebs turned to gold.
Oh. I love stories about the importance of material wealth.
Well, I like it because it shows that anything is possible during the Christmas season. No matter who you are or where you come from, there's always a little hope for some Christmas magic. You never know what could be waiting for you in the morning.
Dylan hands Paige a bit of cobweb.
Thanks.
Later, Paige enters the lounge.
Hey!
Her parents, Julie, and George sit on couches. Julie frowns.
Julie, are you okay?
Well, it's just... I've worked here nearly half my life. I've spent most birthdays, most Christmases, even most World Cups with you all. What am I supposed to do next? And Paige, I think this is going to be the best Christmas party yet. I love seeing all these different traditions come to life, but, well, you've been so focused on including the rest of the world, you've overlooked our corner of it. Where's Coyote Creek in all of this?
On the back patio, Quinn sits on a couch resting her head on Mia's shoulder as she strums her guitar. Paige steps outside and looks around the yard. Dylan approaches.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine. Except for the colossal oversight on my part. I can't believe for the very last Christmas at Coyote Creek Inn, I overlooked Coyote Creek. I mean, how could it be so?
Yeah, don't do this.
Do what?
Undermine yourself. I don't want to leave tomorrow.
Then don't.
It's not that simple.
Dylan and Paige stare at each other. Paige turns and walks back inside. Dylan turns and looks at the yard. He sighs. Daytime. In the inn's lichen, George smiles as he sprinkles food into a bowl.
All right.
Paige enters.
Ooh.
Hey, so, Sarah will be dropping by the first batch of desserts later today, and I am on fire with these recipes.
Okay, well, please be careful, or that will literally be the case.
Thanks.
George straightens his apron, stepping away from the stove.
Well, Julie's right. Party's tomorrow. Now what am I gonna do?
Well, you think of something. You always do.
George playfully touches Paige's nose. They smile. Paige walks off, leaving George to continue stirring a pot. Later, she sits in the lounge sipping from a large mug. Her parents approach and sit.
Good morning, Paige.
Hey, we've got a little something for you.
A photo album.
People usually save the gifts for Christmas Day.
Well, we thought you needed a little inspiration.
We've been putting this together over the last year.
She opens the album.
Oh, wow.
She flips through the album. In the photos, Paige smiles with her parents, George and Julie. A younger Paige and Quinn pose in a picture.
I'm really gonna miss this place.
It's okay to miss it. But keep in mind that the memories that people have made here, those will never go away.
That's it.
What?
Let's have the guests write down their favorite Christmas memory at Coyote Creek Inn. It could be a story or a single sentence or an old photograph. Anything that shows the part this inn played in people's lives. And it'll be like one last trip down memory lane.
Well, then I'm going to write about Christmas of 99 when your mom...
When are you going to stop bringing that up?
When it stops bothering you.
I think it's a great idea. I'd love to look back on a few of the good times.
They all look in the album, smiling. In the lounge, guests fill out their cards. Paige enters and hangs one from a line hanging in the room. Noah approaches her.
Hey, Noah. What memory are you gonna pick?
I don't know which to choose. Decorating the Christmas tree, baking cookies with Sarah, the Christmas cardathon, Hank's pavilion, or the gingerbread eggnog batch.
Oh, gingerbread, huh? I thought vanilla bean was the best.
Agree or disagree?
So, where's your dad?
He's on the phone with Uncle Jack. He'll be down in a minute.
So, you're taking off then, huh?
Yeah. Christmas at the Grand Canyon waits.
Paige nods sadly. In his room, Dylan packs luggage.
Sent the appraisal report to Myers National and they're looking over the preliminary redesign. The Parkers have signed on the dotted line. I've signed. But this is the Bailey brothers' firm and...
Both Bailey brothers need to sign. What are you waiting for?
I thought maybe there was some way we could compromise. Maybe we could involve the Parkers in the redesign or bring them on as
what?
Some sort of...
No, I'm sorry, but no...
This is business. It's nothing personal against the Parkers.
When we found the firm, we had a mission, right? To find, preserve, and cultivate unique properties.
Don't quote the mission at me. I know it.
I'm just saying, I don't think anybody's going to rush to check into a new hotel just because it's got a jacuzzi and Wi-Fi.
I certainly would.
Jack. Please.
Later, Paige and Dylan step out onto the back porch together. Paige turns to Dylan.
I spoke with Jack. Told him I wouldn't sign until I'm completely satisfied with the redesign.
Oh, well, that's good, I guess.
I'll try and keep you involved as long as I can. If you have any ideas or suggestions, I want you to reach out to me, okay?
A business card, really?
I'm not used to this.
Used to what?
Feeling like this. The past few years, it's just been Noah and I versus the world. He's the only constant in my life. Thought of bringing somebody new into that is terrifying.
Paige nods.
I have to think of Noah. I gotta protect him. Maybe in a year or two or...
You don't have to do that, you know.
To what?
I get what you're saying, I do. It's just, I finally realized what I want. And I want a partner that I can build a life with. And I want someone who wants that too. I can't just wait around until you're ready.
Noah steps outside.
Is it okay if I say bye?
Yeah, of course, but...
Come here.
Noah hugs Paige.
Thanks, Paige. I've had a great time here. No, not great. Stupendous.
Me too. I hope you have fun in the Grand Canyon.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Paige.
Paige nods.
Come on, bud.
Okay.
Paige watches as Dylan and Noah enter the inn. She turns to the backyard, pondering. Dylan glances at her as he enters. Dylan's Jeep passes the welcome sign as it drives away. Inside, Dylan and Noah have crestfallen faces. A shining sun sets over a creek in the middle of two large mountain passes. Dylan looks at Noah in the rear view.
Hey. What's up?
Nothing.
It's not nothing. Come on. Tell me.
It's just... you are a complete and utter buffoon.
Word of the day?
Yeah, but I mean it.
I did kind of mess up, didn't I?
It's not too late. You can turn around.
Yeah, but don't you want to go see the Grand Canyon?
It's just a big hole in the ground, right?
Yeah, but you would have told me that sooner.
I thought you wanted to go.
Well, you wanted to go. That's why we drove 350 miles.
If we turn around right now, we can still make it in time for the party.
Dylan stares ahead. Inside the inn lobby, Paige frowns as she pulls out Christmas lights. Quinn glances at her from the reception table as she unpacks snow globes.
Ah, decorating in complete silence. Happiest time of year. I'm sorry. Just have a lot on my mind. Is this the kind of thing where I should ask about it, so you can unburden your thoughts, or the kind of thing where I should just shut my mouth and stick to the snow globes?
The snow globes?
Got it. What about work? Is that off limits? How are you feeling about the promotion?
Honestly, I don't know how I feel about that anymore. I'm gonna submit my portfolio materials the first of the new year, and I know that senior planner is the next step.
But?
When does it end? Senior planner, event manager, event director. There's always another rung on the corporate ladder, and to be honest, not really sure I want to climb it anymore.
Paige and Quinn look at each other. The sun sets over the creek running through the mountain passes. At night, the outside of the inn is strung with lights, as are the tents in the yard. In the lounge, Mia strums her guitar as a large crowd of people gather and mingle. Quinn watches her, smiling. Paige walks through the lounge, passing various tables. On the Mexico table is a plate of nachos. A couple stands at the Italy table smiling. The Icelandic couple smiles wearing sweaters. On their table is a cat figurine and cookies. On a table with Japanese statues are buckets of fried chicken. Paige kisses her parents as she passes them. She points playfully at George as she passes. She approaches Quinn, who smiles watching Mia. Paige's parents glance at each other, smiling. The assembled guests turn and watch Mia singing. Paige glances at Quinn. Her face falls. She turns and walks out of the room. Paige walks out onto the back porch, passes groups of guests, then pauses. She notices the marmot statue holding a scroll in its paws. She takes it out and removes the ribbon from the scroll, opening it to read. It's a watercolor sketch of the inn. Dylan approaches.
Sorry, it's not a 12-ounce gold nugget.
What is it?
A redesign. Expansion, really. Coyote Creek Inn 2.0, owned by the Bailey Brothers development firm, operated by Paige Parker, if she accepts. Oh, and approved by your parents, if that helps.
What happened to the luxury resort?
I told Jack and Myers National that destroying this property would wipe out decades of historical charm and eradicate an entire town's social and civil bonds. And then when that didn't work, I just showed him the numbers. I may not be very convincing, but dollar signs usually are. I think the old saying is, don't fix what isn't broken, right? Businessmen are usually pretty practical that way.
Thank you. It means so much to all of us. But how do I know that I can trust you? I mean, how do I know that you're not just gonna leave again?
Because letting you down felt awful. I never want to do that again. I was just trying to do the right thing yesterday. I was trying to be a responsible, realistic, level-headed adult, which, by the way, is really difficult to do anytime I look at you. It's never really about Noah protecting him. It's about me.
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
So I'm going to stay. Because a week with you wasn't enough time. And I want to know everything about you, and I want to know how you like your eggs, and the name of your first dog, and where you were when you heard the Beatles for the first time. I'm going to stick around. And not just for the weekend, or for Christmas, but for... at least until you get tired of me. Which you won't, because as we've established, I am incredibly charming. Mm. Some might even say irresistible.
Oh, would they? Well, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't happy to see you, because the truth is, with you and Noah, this was starting to feel like the best Christmas yet.
Dylan touches Paige's cheeks and leans in. They kiss. They separate, Paige smiling. Noah opens the back door and approaches them.
Come on, bud.
Dylan lifts him, smiling. Paige's parents, Mia, Quinn, and other guests join them on the porch, smiling. They all look to the sky. Fireworks explode in the distance. Noah smiles, looking at Dylan, then Paige.